Winona reminded herself that he was young, yet little more than a boy, but that wouldn't stop her from doing what she had to. Feigning a light snore, Winona shifted so her knees were tucked high and her hands were at her ankles. She held her wrists together to give the impression they were still tied and pried at the knots on the rope around her ankles. "Keep an eye out," she whispered. Mela nodded, fear in her wide eyes. Winona thought of Nate. He should have been there by now. Something must have happened. From remarks dropped by her captors, it had to do with Peleg Herod. The old frontiersman, it turned out, was working for Wesley. She wasn't surprised. She had instinctively distrusted him when she met him, and her instincts were seldom wrong. The knots were resisting her attempts. Trumbo had done a good job. Winona kept at it long after most would have given up. Her charred wrist weltered with pain, but long ago she had learned how to close her mind to discomfort and do what needed doing.
"Psst,"
Emela whispered. Winona glanced over.
"What?"
Just then, one of the knots came undone. She attacked the second.
"You asked me to keep watch."
Preoccupied with the ankle rope, Winona didn't understand what she was getting at.
"You do not want to?" "Dearie, I'd do just about anything for you. I just thought you'd want to know he's coming back."
Winona shifted toward the horses. Cranston was halfway to them.